Well, it's a big month in the Lowcountry, and here to tell us all about it is South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, what's going on in the Lowcountry right now? This sounds like something I would be interested in.
Well, you know, Charleston has become quite the food mecca, I guess, for just people from all across the United States. Mm-hmm. But the local food folks down there in the group called Lowcountry Local First, a Charleston-based nonprofit, declares that May is Eat, Drink, Local Month. And, again, they really make a lot of effort toward this. And when they do, when others do, naturally, it moves more certified South Carolina products through the Charleston restaurants and the Charleston grocery stores. So we're happy to support it. They got a big thing coming up Sunday night, I think, is Chef's Potluck. You got local chefs and local farmers and fishermen working to put on an event that really just highlights all the things that we try to do in the department that we do.
Sure.
This is a prime example. You got Abundant Seafood. That's a pretty good outfit down there. Anson Mills. Heron Farms, Hickory Bluff, Lowcountry Creamer, you know, he's just around the corner from me. Lowcountry Oysters, been out to their place. So Marsh Hen out on Edisto. So a real broad swath of some of Charleston area's best agriculture entrepreneurs. So the other thing they're doing is kind of neat. That is calling it the Local Challenge. And the challenge is for each week to shift $10 of your normal purchases over toward something that you know is sourced right around the corner in Charleston in the Lowcountry. So, you know, the more folks that do this type of thing intentionally, a little more intentionally, then again, the more product it moves for South Carolina farmers. So we are just happy to partner up with folks like Lowcountry Local First.
When you take that challenge, if you will, to eat and drink local, or you head out to the chef's potluck, I mean, you really can't go wrong. I mean, there's so many good resources, farmers and fishermen and these chefs. I mean, there's so much good food that comes out of the Lowcountry. I mean, you're just really diving into something really good.
Yeah, you are. I mean, not like you're doing something for the good of farmers and not enjoying it.
Right.
It's hard to get a bad meal anywhere around Charleston. And so, again, just making that focus, making that concerted effort that it's sourced somewhere close by. And I'll tell you another thing. These types of things are going on around the state. Greenville, Columbia, Florence, Hilton Head, all of them are having these types of things. And it is paying off, I believe, after these events occur. People continue to look for the certified South Carolina logo and make that conscientious decision to support their neighborhood farmers.
You'll find that logo as well at lowcountrylocalfirst.com, which has all the information about this big event taking place in the Lowcountry this month. It's Eat, Drink, Local Month in the Lowcountry. Take advantage of it and help some folks out and help yourself as well. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.